Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三呢，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与到原版书籍的福利抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本呢，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。
Blair, my air conditioner is broken again. I have to buy a new one. Do you know any good brands?
Air conditioner. Well, Gree is a good Chinese brand. Maybe you can take a look at it.
Gree. Oh, yeah, I know that brand. Its chairwoman is known for having a cool head for business, right? What's her name again?
格力电器的董事长啊，董明珠。
Ah, yes, 董明珠。I've read her story before.
Well, why don't we just talk about her today?
Sure.
那今天我们就来聊一聊啊，手腕强硬，有铁娘子之称的董小姐董明珠吧。那今天的节目笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, Gree Electric is the world's largest manufacturer of residential air conditioners, right?
Yes.格力电器是全球最大的家用空调制造商啊，那家用空调制造商就是 residential air conditioners.
Yeah, and she was known for hubristic sound bites like, I never admit mistakes and I am always correct.
对，董小姐有一句非常经典的话啊，我从来都不犯错。第一次听到这种话的时候，是不是觉得这个人好像非常的自大啊？那我们 Colin 老师刚刚就用了一个词。Hubristic.
Yes, hubristic means excessively proud or self-confident.
So it is no surprise that Dong Mingzhu has something of a reputation as an iron lady.
Oh, really? So she is the Chinese iron lady. Well, yeah, I can totally understand that. Her steeliness has made her the fourth most powerful woman in the Asia-Pacific region.
董明珠的强硬手段啊，让她成为了亚太地区最有权势的女性第四名。那这个词我们可以来学习一下 ,steeliness.
Yeah, steeliness referring to properties of toughness, hardness or durability, resembling or likened to that of steel.
对，就是像钢筋那样的坚韧、耐久性，我们就可以翻译为冷酷刚强、手段强硬。
So, how did she manage to be the chairperson of Gree?
Well, she first joined Gree as a saleswoman in 1990 after becoming a widow with a son to look after.
Oh, so she was just a salesperson at the very beginning. How old was she at that time?
She was, 36. It's really hard to imagine, right? A 36-year-old widow with a son?
Yeah, it must have been tough for her.
对。在1990年啊，董明珠加入格力电器的时候呢，她已经36岁了，丧偶，有一个儿子，在那个年代还要独自出来打拼，确实是非常的不易啊。那 widow 就是我们指的丧偶的女子。
Yeah, a widow is a woman whose husband has died and who has not married again. And a man whose wife has died, we call him a widower.
Right. And you know what? She turned the revenue of her territory into almost a tenth of the company's total revenue in 18 months.
Wow, that's amazing. This woman can sell.
对，在加入格力之初啊，董明珠她只是一个小小的销售，但在短短的18个月之内呢，她所负责的区域的销售额就达到了整个公司的十分之一。那销售额总收益我们就可以用这个表达 total revenue.
I bet she got promoted after that.
Yeah, her talent and hard work paid off. She got promoted to sales director by 1994.
Wow, that's a big promotion in just 4 years.
Exactly.
I remember she said something like, we shouldn't care too much about what our competitors are doing. We need to focus on what customers want. This is a mindset we need to work with.
对，董明珠曾经说过一句非常有名的话啊，就是说不要在意对手在干什么，而应该去关注消费者真正需要的是什么。 这才是我们应该要有的心态 Mindset 就是我们说的心态习惯
Yes, I think it's the same for us teachers We shouldn't care too much about what others are doing We need to focus on what our students really need
我们康林老师不愧是大家公认的负责任的好老师啊那确实作为我们老师也是一样的不应该太关注于说别人在做什么而应该真正聚焦于学生需要什么这才能成为一个好的老师
Yes, exactly.
Well, she's known for her fierce work ethic. But do you know that she has not taken a day off since joining the company?
Oh, really? Well, no wonder she can be the top sales. But not taking a day off?Seriously?
Yeah, I feel the same. I need at least 2 days off in a week.
So you can't go with 996?
No, I don't like 996. 董明珠从加入公司起的第一天啊就没有休息过了。我相信这个是很多人都做不到的，对不对？所以我们说啊，她有非常强的一个职业道德 ,fierce work ethic.
Right. So work ethic is a principle that'sHard work is intrinsically virtuous or worthy of reward.
What about you, Colin? Are you those work comes first person?
Me? No, of course not. I need work-life balance, and me always comes first. I love my job, and I love teaching my students, but it's not something I can or want to do 24/7.
Yeah, I totally get that. Me too.I just need some time alone, not working, not talking to people, just some quality time with myself.
Yeah, so not taking a day off for more than 30 years is just unbelievable. But that's why she can guide Greece so well to stay on top of the market.
对，那正是因为董明珠如此雷厉风行的一个行事风格啊，才能够带领格力一路的前进，达到现在的一个世界领先的水平。
Yeah, she published a book, right?
Yes, she published her autobiography, Regretless Pursuit, in 2006. 董明珠在2006年呢出版了一本自传，名字就叫做 Regretless Pursuit, 中文翻译啊是骑行天下。
Well, an autobiography is the story of a person's life written by that person.This type of writing, for example, you can say his autobiography was written late in life.
对 autobiography 这个词我们可以来学习一下，就是说自传，个人的传记，是自己写的个人的一个记录。
So, did the book sell well?
Well, it became a bestseller in China.
Well, her story can indeed inspire a lot of people, especially girls. Remember, you won't be defined by how old you are. If you have a dream, just go for it.
对董明珠一路走来啊，有鲜花也有掌声，但呢，同时也伴随了谩骂和敌意。不可否认的是啊，她是成功的，她也激励了无数的年轻人。她的成功呢，也绝对不是偶然，背后的努力和汗水我们无从得知了。但那种遇到问题迎难而上的勇气和雷厉风行的一个魄力，绝对是值得我们学习的。好，那我们今天的节目呢就先到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近啊，我们早安英文会员有一个免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量名额呢200个。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
Well, everybody, that's all for today's podcast.This is Colin.
And this is Blair. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.
Bye!
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。